A story now about art and racial identity and how they intersect. Carol Rashana Williams is a visual artist here in Seattle. Climate change is a frequent subject for her.
It's directly related to race, although it's never talked about that way. And communities that are usually affected the most by climate change are communities of color.
She believes art can be a powerful medium to help people understand the connections between climate change and racial inequality. But Williams told me some people have questioned the nature of her work as a Black artist. A few years ago, a well-known artist came to Williams' studio to evaluate her for an award. And when she saw Williams' work, she had a question.
She basically said, where are the Black people?
Where's the representation
of African Americans in your work? And I was kind of shocked by that question. There's this notion about what is supposed to be Black art. And because we live in a society where there's institutionalized oppression and racism and all those isms, what tends to happen is that what comes out of that is this ideal that Black art is supposed to represent Black people, right? And I definitely believe there was a time in American history where that was extremely important because there were no images, positive images of African Americans. And now, today, the art world is saturated with artwork that is done by African Americans, and usually the top four topics have to either do with slavery or oppression, have to do with music or sports. And it's not that I don't think those are important, but I think that it's time to broaden what the definition of Black art means. And after that comment was made about my work, I was kind of like, wow. So, because the statement was said in a way that was like, you would become way more prominent if you had people of color in your imagery. And the art world expects that of people of color. Hmm. And the system expects that of people of color. And so there's this box that, and it, I don't think that it just happens with African Americans. I think it's across the spectrum. I think that artists of color are expected to create art that represents their particular culture. Well, I'm an American. That's my culture. And I am African American. And there are pieces that seep through my art in terms of that as well.
If that jurist walked into your studio today, what would you want to say to them now?
I think my answer would be, what makes me a Black artist or an African American artist or an artist of color, whatever you want to identify me as, is the fact that I paint. It's the fact that I even have the resilience to get up and put paint to canvas or paint to paper. The fact that I have the privilege to be able to do that, because it's actually a privilege. It's not something that a lot of people of color have access to, because it can be expensive, you know? And so the fact that I'm even in the position to be able to be thinking about these concepts and to be able to put it on paper is very important. And that in itself is an act of resilience, which makes me Black.
Carol Rashana Williams is a visual artist in Seattle. She's part of the Artifacts Seattle Arts Collective. Their show, called We Almost Didn't Make It, runs at the Center on Contemporary Art through tomorrow. I'm tweeting out a link to some of her images now. You can follow me at Kim on KUOW.